You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, good. You came back to Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama created by Brad Forenza. That's me. This episode, Subway Car, stars Sally Struthers and Ryan Wotherspoon. What's your favorite Subway story? Share it with us using the hashtag Around the Sun Podcast. For now, this is a Downtown One Train. It is springtime on New York City's One Train. A young man sits in one of two seats on the car, staring down at a ring box.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Why am I doing this? I can't even afford a ring. Someone's got a life together.
72nd Street.
Oh, God. We're moving. We are moving. Laura's moving in. This is really happening. But we've only been dating for 12 months. You can't really know a person in 12 months now, can you? Or her parents? And what's so special about me? Why would someone as well-bred as Laura want to spend the rest of her life with me? Oh, God. I have to get off this train.
Excuse me, young man. Huh. Is this seat taken?
Oh, no. Don't. You can have it. Just as long as you don't mind sitting next to a crazy person.
Well, I couldn't help but notice all of your heavy breathing here. Have you paid much mind to the ragweed this season?
No, ma'am. It's not the ragweed. It's not that simple.
Well, if it's a spell you have, just remember what the good book says. When the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears, and he delivers.
Yeah, I'm not that righteous, ma'am. I'm actually not much of anything.
But young man, we're all God's children. Now, why don't you tell Mrs. Truitt what's ailing you?
Oh, God.
Ah, come on now. There's nothing Mrs. Truitt hasn't heard.
I'm meeting my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We love her, by the way. I'm meeting my girlfriend Laura and her parents at the Intrepid tonight.
The Intrepid? Young man, are you going to Fleet Week?
No, we're not going to Fleet Week. We're going to Fleet Week by proxy, you could say.
Oh, I used to love Fleet Week. All those big, tall ships and those big, tall sailors coming in the harbor. All of them fixing to have a good time.
I said we're not going to Fleet Week.
Well, all right, young man. You don't have to snap at Mrs. Truitt like you were a snap turtle or so.
Laura and I are going to the Intrepid to celebrate an anniversary. And we're meeting her parents there.
Laura's parents are having an anniversary.
No, this is not another celebration of Laura's parents. This is a celebration of Laura and me.
Well, congratulations to you, then. That does sound lovely. But why are you having such a fit about it?
Well, because Laura's parents think I'm going to propose.
Well, whatever gave them that idea?
They told me I had to.
Lincoln Center.
Wait a minute. Laura's parents told you to propose?
They said if we were going to move in together, I had to.
And now you're having second thoughts about your affections?
I...
Young man, you've got worse than ragweed to suppress. You've got a mighty dose of the spring fever.
But I do love Laura.
I see it every year. As soon as the snow melts, the ships take over the harbor and the birds and the bees take over the city.
I've loved Laura since the moment I met her. 1 year ago tonight on the Intrepid.
Then the pollen goes flying and the hormones go racing.
Well, I only have hormones for Laura.
Yeah.
And I do want to marry her.
Now tell me, young man, have you prayed on this?
Huh?
Have you prayed on your decision to ask for Laura's hand?
I don't do much praying.
Well, then you'll have to come to the meeting tonight.
What meeting?
The meeting. You'll have to come with Mrs. Truitt to the meeting and pray on your decision to ask for Laura's hand.
I don't go to meetings.
I've already decided. It's downtown tonight, so you'll just stay on the one train with me right past the Intrepid.
But I already told you. I'm going to propose to Laura tonight. She and her parents are already waiting for me.
Well, you didn't sound so sure a minute ago. And if you haven't prayed on a decision that's this important, then I'm afraid you haven't made much of a decision at all.
Yeah, I've made a decision, and it's final. I'm going to ask for Laura's hand.
It's about time we had some new stories at the meeting anyway.
No, thank you.
It gets a bit stale here in the same old, same old.
What kind of meeting is this?
It's a mutual aid meeting for people who have lost their way.
But I'm not lost, Mrs. Truitt. I actually have never been more certain about who I am or where I'm going in life. When I get off this train, I'm going to ask for Laura's hand once and for all.
Let the shark off.
I just wish I had a little more time to prepare. Like, if I could propose to Laura in the fall after we've lived together for a while. You know, then it would be on my terms.
Petty Officer Truitt of the United States Navy proposed to me during the spring. During Fleet Week, in fact.
It's her parents, as usual, making mandates and throwing their weight.
I was just a pretty young thing back then, waving at all those big, tall sailors docking in the harbor. And there was Petty Officer Truitt, uniform pressed, hair coiffed.
Laura has the most beautiful hair.
Of course, he didn't stay coiffed for long. Before I could even wet my palate, he was three sheets to the wind and having it out with a bar full of Hell's Angels.
They say you never know a person until you live with them.
Officer Truitt had to set sail for Timbuktu the next morning, so I didn't get to see him again until the following Fleet Week.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, I guess.
Of course, that year he got so licked up, he went rolling around the seaport and got himself clipped by the M-15.
Maybe Laura and I need time apart. If nothing else, apart from her parents.
Year after that, he broke into a pace music thing at Carnegie Hall. He was trotting up and down the aisle screaming, "Stupa! Liquor."
I can't propose tonight, Mrs. Truitt.
You liquor, you brought her.
There's too much going on in the world.
Anyway, on our fourth Fleet Week together, Officer Truitt went MIA. Turned up on Coney Island, blacked out in a heap of elephant dung.
For one thing, her parents shouldn't be dictating when and how we get engaged.
I've never seen anyone love the Devil's Brew as much as Officer Truitt. Trouble is, Devil's Brew hated him.
It's closing up my throat.
Young man, you're having another spell.
Is someone burning toast in here?
Young man, people on the one train don't have time for your fits. Now, maybe on the 7 or on the L, but not the one train. I swear, if anyone ever needed a good meeting, it's you. Just admit that you're nothing and give yourself over. That's the only chance you have to suppress these things. Now, tell Mrs. Truitt, you're either going to ask for Laura's hand or you're not.
Mrs. Truitt?
Yeah.
I am going to ask for Laura's hand.
Lord have mercy.
I can provide for her, Mrs. Truitt. I know I can.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not with a house on the Cape or a family trust, but I can provide for her. And I'll be the best husband anybody could ever be, because that's exactly what Laura deserves.
Officer Truitt didn't have a trust either. Just the promise of his Navy pension check.
How did he propose? I need ideas.
Well, it was all a bit circumstantial. See, it was our fifth Fleet Week together, and there I was, carrying him all over creation. When we happened upon City Hall, he had to go make his bladder gladder. So I dragged him in there, and while he was taking his wee, I slipped the Kirk at 20, and the rest, as they say, is history. Got him back to the port on time, too.
You mean he had to ship out again? Right after you've been married?
Young man, you don't know the half of it. Would you believe that not 2 months into our marriage, after a night of Bahrainian hookers and halal meats, Petty Officer Truitt fell off the damn USS Chinook. But the farm right there in the Arabian Sea, he did.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm the one that's sorry, young man. I spent the best years of my life loving a drunken fool. And his Navy pension check seems a bit earmarked for some baby mama off the coast of Red China. Anyway, that's when I started going to meetings. Enough was enough.
This is Times Square.
Maybe people aren't meant to be married, Mrs. Truitt. I mean, why would anyone put someone they love through that much pain?
Sounds like a question only the good Lord can answer. Young man, did you say you were going to the Intrepid? Because we just passed 42nd Street. You missed your stop.
You're right, Mrs. Truitt. I missed my stop. I've lost my way.
Laura and her parents will be waiting for you.
No, Mrs. Truitt, you're right. I don't know who I am anymore.
Then you'll come to the meeting?
I'll come to the meeting.
Good. But if you should remember who you are between now and when we get there, it's best not to give your full name at these things.
What?
Too many crazies running around.
Mrs. Truitt.
But a nice way to meet people.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'll buy the first round, but after that, it's on you. Mrs. Truitt does not go Dutch.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza, co-produced by Suzanne Ortiz-Curry and Brian Dashew, with sound design by Brandon Alexander Villarreal, conceptual art by Gene Epifan, graphic design by Melanie Hibbert, and theme music by Shane Curry. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and continue the conversation by using hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.